Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and Thursday, just the warm-up. Now is the time to get ready for Sunday's full slate of action. No better place to get in the game than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook's rolling out a can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week one, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. Ross Tucker will be along for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, welcome in. Always lots of news happening in the Big Ten, but I want to start with you, Bob, on another topic. It was a big week for recruiting news for Penn State. The biggest recruit, literally and figuratively, I think, in Pennsylvania, Nolan Rucci, five-star. He announced for Wisconsin, where his brother plays. This is a year after the number one player in the state, five-star Julian Fleming, took his talents to Columbus to play for Ohio State. Bob, what does this mean for the program?
Yeah, so it is the second straight year that this has happened to James Franklin and his assistants. I think this one clearly hurts a little bit more. You know, this is the son of a very good Penn State offensive lineman. I think Todd Rucci, I believe, was his name. He a very good player, played in the NFL. This one certainly hurts more. I don't know that I would say it's a complete surprise because Wisconsin was always a serious threat. They a great track record for producing offensive linemen. His brother is already there. It was going to be a two-horse race, and it was going to be close. It didn't go their way. This one definitely hurts more. I think it definitely, doesn't reflect great on James Franklin and his ability to keep the best players home. I would say, yes, to lose one five-star player in-state that looked like he was going to go to Penn State, every few years, that hurts. But to have it happen in back-to-back years, two back-to-back Big Ten teams, when Penn State is still positioning to get to the Ohio State level of football, to get into the national playoff contention every year. And offensive line is always in a position that they need to upgrade. You add it all up, it's certainly a painful pill to swallow, but it's Wisconsin's a tremendous program. They have a great track record. And as I said, his older brother went there. So I can't say I'm stunned, but it doesn't make it hurt any less.
You know, Andy, this does hurt not getting Nolan Rucci, and this is after Julian Fleming a year ago. But does it go even deeper for Penn State recruiting in that in this 2021 class, are you aware that Penn State does not have even one of the top 10 ranked players in the state of Pennsylvania?
So there's two things that stick out to me. One is in the big picture in Pennsylvania in 2021, if James Franklin had a good year in, say, 2018 or 2017 in the state, he's not having – Penn State is losing out on Pennsylvania in 2021. That's just the way it is. The double whammy for me is, like Bob talked about, the back-to-back years, losing five-star prospects from in the state is one element of it. The second element is both of them went to fellow Big Ten schools. that's the double whammy for me. I always thought Penn State was trying to kick a 50-yard field goal against the wind to win the game. When it came to Rucci, I always thought they were playing second. They were always a close second, but I never felt like it would have surprised me if he chose Penn State. That would have been the surprise. The fact that he chose Wisconsin is not the surprise at all. And the flip side of it is, you know, his dad went to Penn State and they have season tickets and all of that stuff. But like good parents, they let their kids make their choice and they let them make themselves happy and didn't try and insert themselves in. So good for Nolan. I mean, I've seen him play. He's like really freaking good. And he's going to be a really good college lineman and an NFL prospect. And this hurts Penn State on the 5-star level only. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about that in quarter number 4.
Yeah, we'll get a little deeper into it in the 4th quarter about the whole recruiting. Where is Penn State with recruiting at this point? But let's hit a couple more topics in the news. And Bob, it seems like every week we have to say this. As we record this on Thursday,
right,
we still do not have Big Ten football scheduled for the fall. But there is just so much smoke going on. There's the lawsuit by the Nebraska players. There's the quote from the Nebraska president that he thinks something's going to happen. You have Ohio State pressuring it. Rumors galore on the internet. Much of it is about October 10th as the date. My question, Bob, is can there really be this much smoke without there being some fire at some point?
I actually think there can be this much smoke. I think it speaks to how passionate and how desperately some factions of Big Ten football institutions want to play football and feel like they can play football and mitigate the risk. But we've talked about this before. The Big Ten came out with their decision after 5 months. It took them forever to get to this decision. The vote was not that close. I just think it's going to take a lot for them to reverse that decision. It doesn't mean that they can't, but they've been so deliberate. They've established that task force that's only been created, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Everything to me suggests that they are going to take a conservative approach at best if they're going to reverse their course. I know that October is critical for football to be played, and then not only football to be played, but be part of the national playoff. But I just don't think that they went all in on their decision to postpone it indefinitely. I just think it's going to take a lot to reverse that. I don't know that it's about lawsuits or anything like that. There's a lot of presidents and chancellors that are going to have to change their minds. Maybe November is a little bit more realistic. I do hope this, though, just real quick. I do hope we hear something substantial in one way, in one direction or the other, from this task force soon. I mean, I think after a month, considering all the experts that have been assembled from all different fields, I think it really behooves them to at least update the programs, the fan bases, the recruits, and just give them a sense of where this is headed short term and long term, because there's a lot of implications. There's a lot of things hanging in the balance, and I think that after a month, an update is the least that they can do.
Well, we do know, Bob, how good the Big Ten has been with communication. So I'm stunned that they haven't come out with anything. And, you know, Andy, part of this, I know you have things to say on this and thoughts, but I also wonder, there's all this talk now of some teams choosing not to play and others will. And for a vote, they might need some of those teams who choose not to play to actually vote to say, but it's okay for the other teams to play.
Oh, my gosh. Big Ten. When you figure out communication is key, right, and your leadership gets their head, collective head out of their fifth point of contact, give me a ring and let me know, because I am Big Ten weary. I'm tired of all the smoke and noise pollution with nothing around it. Bob is right. Make a decision one way or the other, because right now what you've been doing for the last 2 to 3 weeks You might not know it, but you're cutting your institutions off, all 14 of them at the knees, right? They're crippling their institutions by their inability to figure out what they want to do. It looks like Thanksgiving's likely, but I'm like, I'm so done with it. I'm just like, whenever you figure it out, let me know and we'll talk about it. But otherwise, your noise and smoke is tiresome.
What is the problem with just coming out and telling us what's going on? Did they not learn that lesson last time around? It's, well, we didn't actually have a vote until, you know, the legal pressure was put on. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, yes, we did have a vote. It was 11-3. Bob, couldn't they have learned their lesson that no matter what the truth is, it's better than hiding under their desks and saying nothing?
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's why I do think that in the next maybe week to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, I think you have to see or you have to hear something from the Big Ten, maybe with that task force, because of everything you just outlined, Jimmy. You know, hey, are you actually taking this seriously? Do you have an update for us? Where does it stand? But they're just reluctant to do that for whatever reason. I don't think they want to give any more bad news out publicly, but that goes with the territory of being leaders of the preeminent conference in college football. I do believe, though, that as we get closer to October, they're going to have to come out with something. They just can't go radio silent between now and November 1st. There's just too much at stake. And like we've talked about, there's a lot of factors in play, guys, because the longer this goes, the financial implications just keep getting worse and worse.
Well, what I'd like to see is very simple. If you're a president of the universities, you're one of the decision makers, stand up and say, this is how I voted last time. This is where I stand right now. Right now, I'm saying I'm going to vote against us playing. And here is why. I could be swayed if you give me medical information or testing information, but this is where I stand. Whether it's the president of Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, I don't care. You should stand up, say where you are and where you stand on this. You owe that to your constituency.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that, Jim.
I've been saying this for weeks and now even months, Andy, but I will keep saying it. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Ross is here for Tucker's Tape and more information on the Nolan Rucci announcement.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is rolling out a can't-miss offer for Sunday's action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 1, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.